Hey, it's me, Richie T, and on the phone with me is Jenny. I'll leave last names out of it just for the sake of anonymity, but you've probably seen and heard the story of Jenny's daughter, Bree. It's kind of circulating now on your social medias as part of the Bree Project. Thank you for joining me for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Now, actually, coming up here in just a few minutes, I talk with Ryan Brown, and he talks all about the Kickstarter program that's going on, but I wanted to get to know Bree a little bit. So tell me kind of her path and process and where she's at right now.
So Bree is 14 years old, and she has been a competitive dancer for probably the last 5 years, but always danced since she was a little girl. And she started to complain of some leg pain about, let's see, the end of May of this year. So after about a month of complaining, we took her into the doctor, and they did an x-ray and told us that it looked like she had a stress fracture. So they told her to stay off of it for about a month, no dancing. So we did that. Pain went away. And then she started dancing again, and pain came back.
Hmm.
So we took her back in and did another x-ray. And it still looked like it was a stress fracture, but they wanted to get an MRI just to make sure we weren't missing anything.
Yeah, because so, with something like that, you just think, oh, you know, your body's going through pretty rigorous stuff, or maybe you're coming back to dancing, so you're just getting used to it. So, you know, pain is kind of part of that, a little bit anyway.
And she dances like 15 hours a week, so they always, you know, have aches and pains. So we went in and did the MRI, and they pretty much right off the bat, you know, told us that we had some bigger issues. It looked like she had a bone tumor, but they weren't sure. So they sent us to a specialist, and they did a bone biopsy, and it came back as osteosarcoma, which was a huge shock to us. We never in a million years thought that we would have a child diagnosed with cancer.
Osteosarcoma. Sarcoma. Okay.
Sarcoma, yes. So meaning bone cancer. And it's pretty rare, so it accounts for 3% of all childhood cancers and only 1% of all cancers.
Hmm.
So it's pretty rare. There's like 400 kids in the U.S. that are diagnosed with it every year.
I was just going to say, so you get the word, and then, what's the response from you?
A shock. I think it's just now, like, 4 months later that it's starting to register. Still, like, people say, you know, it's like, you know, Breanne Hatfield has cancer, and it's still, like, when you hear the word out loud, it still doesn't quite seem real.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we're in the thick of treatment, it's definitely more real. So it was like right after we did that MRI and they did the bone biopsy, it was about 1 week. They had put a port inside of her, which is where they access to do all of her chemo through.
Mm-hmm.
And she started chemo a week after she was diagnosed.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yes. And her chemo regimen is super intense. She does all of her chemo inpatient. Lots of kids will, like, go up to the infusion room and get their chemo for the day and head home, but she stays for about 5 days at a time.
Just because of the severity of the cancer or the severity of the chemo?
It's a very aggressive cancer, so the type of chemo they use is pretty intense. Hmm. It's one of, like, the hardest chemo regimens of all types of cancer. So she's got it pretty rough, and she's been such a trooper.
How has she dealt with it? Because I would imagine that would be pretty difficult, where she was a competitive dancer, and, you know, I mean, sometimes it's hard for kids to be able to understand why that's happening to them.
You know, she has done really good. She did 10 weeks of chemo. The chemo was super hard, but, she stayed really positive through it all. She lost her hair within 2 weeks of starting her first chemo. Her hair was gone. And she, you know, it never really bugged her. I'm sure a little bit it does, but she's never embarrassed about it. She's just always got a smile on her face. So she did 10 weeks of chemo, and then we did surgery. So they had to go in and remove the tumor, which is in her right tibia. And it was about almost 8 inches long.
So oh, my gosh.
Most of her tibia. So they ended up taking her total knee, the bottom part of her femur, and then 90% of her tibia is all prosthetic inside now.
Oh, wow.
So the chemo was tough, but the surgery has been a lot harder than the chemo was. So it's, and she's, you know, she's unable to, she can't walk, she can't bend her leg for 6 to 12 weeks, they told us. So she's going to have to learn to walk all over again. And it's, they told us to expect, like, probably 2 years before she's walking again.
How has it been within your family and friends? How have they been for you?
You know, I honestly, we couldn't have done this without the support that we've got from our family and our friends. Everybody has been beyond amazing. I don't know how people go through something like this without just tons of support. And not even just friends and family, but people we don't even know, total strangers. Just there's been so many thoughtful things that have been done that it just really makes something like this a little bit easier to get through.
And I know part of that, and it's probably a little awkward, though I don't think it to be, but, you know, for some it is. You know, a lot of this stuff costs a lot of money, and I know that that's why with Ryan Brown, he's planning on doing this Kickstarter and then doing these paintings of your daughter and then donating some of the money to help out with that. How did that get started?
So Ryan is amazing, I have to say. Sabri, it's been a year and a half ago, approached us, asked if he could paint her. It was all kind of awkward at first, but
that does seem a little humorous. It's like, hey, I'd like to paint your daughter. Yeah. You know, I mean, not to make it any sort of creepy, but it is a little bit. Yeah. It is a little bit odd.
I told him, I'm like, your approach is just. I'm like, I don't know. You got me a little creeped out here.
Uh huh.
But once he painted one portrait of her, and I mean, you spend a lot of time. You stand there for hours, so we got to know Ryan really well. But he has just, the way this whole thing has played out is just one of those things that was meant to be, because he took her and did a photo shoot and took thousands of pictures of her and was planning on painting from these pictures about a week before she was diagnosed with cancer. Mm. So to have all of that documented beforehand and to be able to, you know, have that whole process of just everything is so amazing. And then he's taken her, about probably 2 months ago and photographed her some more to paint some portraits of her, you know, now that she's in treatment, she's lost weight, her body's changed, doesn't have hair, you know, just so we can document the whole process is something that she's going to be able to cherish forever. And we will, and to be able to look back and see the journey that she went through is just, it's amazing.
If people are listening and want to help you out, I know there's the Kickstarter, which people here in a minute will be able to hear all about that when I chat with Ryan. But is there anything that people can do for you guys?
You know, honestly, at this point, for me, we've learned so much. And people are so uneducated about childhood cancer and the lack of funding and education and research that has gone into it. I personally would like people to make themselves more aware of just the underfunding and the under the lack of research that has gone into it. These children are using chemotherapy drugs from 20 years ago, and only 3% of all cancer research goes towards childhood cancer, which is devastating when you have a child with cancer. So I encourage people to donate to your childhood cancer research centers.
Okay. Jenny, best of luck to you guys. You're at Primary Children's, which is the greatest hospital in the world, so I know they'll take care of you there.
It is.
And look forward to seeing all the series of paintings and all the works that are coming out of it, and look forward to a healthy recovery for you and Bree. Let her know that we love her and are thinking about her, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you. Hey, it's me, Richie T, and on the phone with me right now is, well, he's an artist, but there's more to his art than just his art itself. It's Ryan Brown. Are you down in Springville right now?
Yeah.
And we're talking about the Bree Project. So let people know what the Bree Project is.
It's a project, I guess, a year ago. I started painting a model, a girl I'd met, and this year I continued making paintings of her. I started a series of paintings in June, and then right after I started that series of paintings, she was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is like a really rare form of bone cancer. And so I kind of immediately turned that series of paintings into the Bree Project, meaning to, have a big exhibition at the end after all the paintings are completed, and give a big portion of the sales to her and her family for the treatment.
So at the very beginning of this, then, she was just a model that you had, kind of contracted and started painting?
Yeah, I knew her parents through CrossFit. She's young. When I first painted her, she's 13. Her mom came in and we did a portrait. I actually asked her mom to pose first, but she was too embarrassed, so, Bree did it. But she's, part of the osteosarcoma is when your bones develop too quickly through puberty. Mm-hmm. And so she's tall. She looked a lot older. She had a great look that kind of inspired a lot of ideas for paintings. Or I had a lot of ideas for paintings that I thought she would work really well for. So I brought her back in June, we went through a ton of ideas, probably 20, 30 different painting ideas. And I kind of narrowed it down to four and started those paintings. And the week after I started them is when she was diagnosed. So it just kind of all hit, and it just made sense to, normally I'll send paintings off to a gallery. I make the painting and finish it, frame it, send it to a gallery. But with this, I thought, I've got to make a whole series of these and then have a major exhibition and hold it right after the end of her treatment, hopefully, at the point where she's had a few months to recover. So that's the plan. That was, and that was the plan immediately. It only took a couple of days to figure that out,
Tell me about Bree as a person. You mentioned she was 13 at the time, so I'm assuming now 14.
Right. Yeah. I'm friends with the family, and she's 13, 14, so I'm not, I don't spend a lot of one-on-one time with her. So from an artistic standpoint, I guess I would say I know her a little bit better. She just has, from an artist standpoint, she has something very natural about the way she reacts when I'm painting her. If I give her instruction on turn your head this way or move this way, or this is what I'm looking for, this is kind of the motion I'm looking for, she's very, very natural in her reaction. So the things that I'm looking for a painting, the sort of ideas I have in my mind, she enhances. I can explain to her what I'm going for in the painting. And the way that she poses, the look on her face, the position of her hand, all of that plays so much into what I need to make a painting. And she just happens to be really, really great at it. So for me, from the very first time I painted her, that is what kind of led to me wanting to use her again and again and again for all these other ideas, because she's just one of the best models I've used in those terms.
Talk to me about then her family as they've been dealing with this and what you know about them.
Her dad is a strongman competitor, so he's massive, but like super gentle and awesome. I met them at CrossFit, actually. I'm going to a CrossFit gym down here. And the mom is they're both just like the nicest people, super genuine. So when she was diagnosed, the family obviously is a huge shock, but their immediate reaction was, I don't care, we'll sell everything. We gotta get her better. But you know, her dad told me when the doctors came in to tell him what they needed to do as far as treatment, they didn't ask him what, he did for a living. They just said, you can't afford this. It's a massive amount of money. But for them, it was, there's no question, like, whatever we got to do, we'll sell our house, we'll sell everything. He's self-employed, so he's got insurance, but it's not, like, the best insurance. Mm-hmm. So they're the kind of, like, really tight-knit family that just sort of rallied together and put all their focus into that. And so for me, I've got an 11-year-old, just, you know, just younger than Bree. So, I related to that, and I thought, if I can do anything to relieve some sort of pressure, get them back to some level of normalcy, I got to try and figure that out.
So talk to me then about the Kickstarter that you're doing to help get some money for the family.
The Kickstarter is Kickstarter is a program specifically for creative endeavors. So it's not a program where it's, you know, I'm raising funds that are going to go directly to the family. These funds go to me towards securing a location for a show in the summer of 2014 for advertising, so we can get major collectors there. You know, the paintings are going to range anywhere from $6,000 to $45,000, and I expect there will be between 12 and 15 final paintings with a bunch of drawings and other things involved. So the sale of the paintings is what is going to have the biggest impact. The Kickstarter is just for me to have an advertising and exhibition budget. I've already had materials donated to me from different vendors, brushes, paint, canvas, all of that has been donated to. So the money is really for advertising and then for me to spend the time, the 4, 5, 6 months that it'll take to make the paintings. And I've already got three paintings almost finished. So that's what the Kickstarter is for, is to try and really give me the time to pull the show together, and then the funds to advertise it well. And then when the show sells well, that's what's going to give her her family a big chunk of money towards their bills.
So the actual sale of those paintings that you say will range from anywhere from like $6,000 to $45,000, some of that money will go back to Bree and her family.
Yeah, we're going to give a large portion of that back to her, of the total sales. Plus, we're going to make a book of the whole process and sell that. And we're going to have prints. 100% of the prints sales will go to the family. People that can't afford $45,000 for a painting can still come get like a $200, $300 print of one of the paintings. Even less than that, maybe $150 for a print on paper. So there's a number of ways we're going to try and like sell this. The paintings are obviously going to be really beautiful. Bree's really beautiful. They're really aesthetically pleasing paintings. These are not going to be paintings of a weak, enfeebled cancer patient, you know. Mm-hmm. There's paintings from before she was diagnosed. There's going to be paintings during her treatment, but the paintings during her treatment are going to be about the courage and the strength through the treatments, not the weakness. We're going to focus a lot on her getting through this and persevering. So they're going to be really aesthetic paintings that would normally I would make and send and hang on a gallery on the East Coast. But we're going to keep them here and show them in Utah.
So how can people get involved?
I think the best thing to do right now is I've had a number of people contact me about gallery space and connections in terms of putting the show on, the exhibition on. But at this point, we only have 15 days left for the Kickstarter. And we're not even quite 10% of the way there for our budget. So Kickstarter is all or nothing. You get your minimum or you don't get any of it. And our minimum that we set was $45,000. So, ideally people would go onto the Kickstarter, watch the video, get a sense for the project, and then donate anything. I mean, $5, $100, anything helps, you know.
Okay, and so people just go to Kickstarter.com and then you search the Bree Project. You'll be able to find it right there. And best of luck to you as you do that. I think it's a really amazing thing, and also best of luck to Bree and her family as she conquers this cancer and makes her way through it. And
yeah,
you know, big support and love to all of them as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.